The fella?
Yeah, the fella.
I'll tell you what happened, Tony. He's down in the back of the field flying. And,
what back field?
Right across the woods there. Well, yeah. He owned that. And he reared back in there to the back part of it. And the back end got out of six, towed up on his tractor. That's why he came here to get me to pull, take my tractor and pull him up to the road so he could take it to the man to fix it out the road for him. That's where that happened. He wouldn't run at all. He wouldn't pull nothing. Wouldn't pull himself. So I told him just knock it out of gear and let me drag him up, you know, pull him up there. He'd roll, but he wouldn't pull himself. I said, no, he ain't. I started to say he still have it, but he's got rid of that and he got a new one over there.
Yeah.
He's a nice fella, too. Kind of a religious man in life.
Now, the land, the flat lowland around here that you have to plow late in the spring?
Yeah.
That's what? That's called?
Wet, you know, water, the whole water. Right there, sometimes I had to wait a week or two. You seen that flat there?
Uh-huh.
By that tree.
In that flat?
Yeah, all the way to the end. I just leave it till it dry, you know.
Yeah. Is there any land like that around a stream here? Around a place where water flows?
Yeah.
What's that called?
A lake.
Uh-huh. What is that place back in there where the trees are?
I'll tell you what happened there. That stuff was small. But it was that same rope go up yonder to that mother house.
Mm-hmm.
So the boss man would got that across the road. Come here and ask me what I'd care if he take a boot and clean it up, cut it down. I told him I'd be glad of it. You know, you could look out. But he something because he never did do it. He went down like them people would be all right, would live beyond what that bunch of trees. And they agreed to it. I was glad he's gonna clean up, but he never did do it. Enough to call him Mr. Bill Tishby. It would look better, wouldn't it?
Bill Touchberry, yes.
Yeah, he's living in Rome. He used pocket cycles right out there against my lawn. He come here one day, one evening, somebody stole one of his batches. Up there, I don't know why he had them parked. He parked them out there. He said, he drew the coffee on my driveway. He said, Dunner, I'm gonna make them boy leave the tractor out there. They kind of watched him a little bit. I said, I'll do that anyhow. I said, if I see somebody meddling something out there, I knew the yarn. But I'll get at them.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of water around here? What do you call a place where there's water around here?
Slough. We call them slough.
Yeah. Were there a lot of trees in around a slough?
Yeah. Oh man, it's 3 miles back there, different lakes.
Yeah.
They got fish in them woods.
Uh-huh.
Bug, the low joys, boy.
What do they call that place, that slough?
They call it a lake. That's what they call it, lake. Small trees all out in the lake.
Uh-huh.
They've got a machine and bring in here, up yonder where they see the top of the house, right above there. There's a road goes through there to Marvel, but he's over in there trying to, they call it a drag line or something, but it is, you know, it'll open up lakes. That's what, you're starting that here this week. He passed me going in there here.
I saw it.
You saw it?
Yeah.
They're trying to. And there's lots of them cleaning them up, binding the stuff of that up. My line is just taking about 10 feet of that. Don't all that belongs to me, the same with them people up there. My store, my line sets about 10 feet, 10 or 15 feet into this little slough.